dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with our great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. Stone Mountain, Georgia, for perpetuating the myth that art by white people is ever fit for the public square, among other things. Yes, in the never-ending effort to eradicate all reminders of the American Civil War, Stone Mountain is moving Confederate flags away from the main walkways and creating an instructional museum exhibit designed to show the monument's roots in white supremacy and its connections to the Klan. Some misguided souls who are new to our social justice orthodoxy might think this is cause for celebration. However, this errant effort to educate people by contextualizing history runs directly afoul of the second law of wokeness. The only way to learn from the past is to erase it and to pretend that it never happened. And that is why the only solution is to completely tear down the monument and turn it into a re-education center for equity deniers and opponents of critical race theory. All hail cultural eradication. We are all eradicators now. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Go rest high on the mountain.
Kendall Jenner, for revealing her true imperialist oppressor nature by culturally appropriating the attire of the Latinx migrant worker class. Jenner recently promoted her tequila brand by riding on horseback among rows of agave plants and then sitting on the back of a pickup truck in jeans and a cowboy hat. I know. It's horrific. Such tone-deaf migrant chic commercialism does nothing but perpetuate a false stereotype about Mexicans, a stereotype which is also so completely true that it is offensive she would try to steal it from them. Besides, how can we ever hope to see the proletariat rise up if anyone at all is allowed to dress like the proletariat? If everyone shares culture with everyone else, how will we keep affirming our irreconcilable cultural differences while claiming to work toward full multiculturalism? Unlike gender, you see, culture is not something you can simply identify with and embrace. No! Culture is what you're born into, and you must never, ever step outside the narrow limits of your natural birth culture. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And finally, I want to alert you to the sign-up sheet in the foyer for the prayer chain related to our former brother, Kevin Spacey. As you are all painfully aware, former brother Kevin was once a member of our tolerance circle in good standing until, well, you know. However, since all the legal charges against him have now been dropped, and he is slated to appear in at least one new film, it would seem we find ourselves in a bit of a predicament. Since we know that the Excommunication Committee is infallible and does not make mistakes, the Holy Conclave of Expulsors Admiral is meeting this week to determine if perhaps there may have been a Scrivener's error in the original order of excommunication. Until this is determined by the chief scribes of our fellowship, we are awaiting official guidance. As it is our practice to expel sinners rather than praying for them, the prayer chain is not for former Brother Spacey, but for any of our own members who may be tempted by the sin of questioning the ineffable wisdom of the Expulsor's Admiral. If you suspect anyone of this backsliding, please put their name on the list, and Sister Kamala and her band of enforcers will see they are visited in loving reprimand. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.